My dad arrived at Ellis Island, 1904. He was 12 years old. The records at Ellis Island indicate he had a $10 bill, and his destination was Newcastle, Colorado, where his uncle worked in the coal mines at that time. He never did relate to me the experience of getting from Ellis Island to Newcastle. Obviously, it was on the train, and I don't know if he had a ticket. He must have had a ticket to get him here, because $10 even then wouldn't have done it. So the first thing he did was go down and enroll in first grade, because he was going to be an American, and he wanted to learn the language. And he had been to school in Italy, the equivalent of where a 12-year-old would be. He mastered the language fairly well. He spoke with a bit of an accent, but by and large, he did real well. His uncle subsequently moved from Newcastle to Glenwood. He bought a little cigar store on 7th Street, approximately where the brew pub of the Hotel Denver is now. He built a second story on the building and rented rooms on there, and ultimately called it the Star Hotel, which was a hotel of some 38 or 40 rooms. And then he subsequently, as years passed, sold it to my father. And I was born and raised in that Star Hotel, which then ultimately my dad acquired the Denver Hotel and connected the two together, tore down much of the old Star Hotel and built an addition to the Denver. He went on from there, but he was very civic-minded. He was on the volunteer fire department for 20 years. He served 12 years on the city council. He was active in several fraternal organizations. He did quite well for himself, for having come here with nothing, you know.
Having come here with nothing at age 12.
Yeah. So that's America. He wasn't unusual, I don't think. There were many, many European immigrants that experienced the same thing.